only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs, looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday. In studio with us all the way from Eastern Iowa, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we bring people from the far and near to the Business News Hour to entertain and inform you about stuff going on here in the metro and beyond. And with us in studio is Val Bullerman.
Bullerman.
I have it written right here, but I don't have my glasses on it now.
It's all right.
Val Bullerman, ladies and gentlemen, and Nancy Emmert. And Nancy is kind of the local person. She's from Winterset.
Yes.
And you are from?
I'm from Hudson, Iowa.
Hudson, Iowa. I know Hudson well. There used to be in Hudson, I think it was Hudson, a neat Western store there. Is it still hanging around?
Nope.
Okay.
Not anymore.
That's back in the day when everybody was two-stepping, you know?
Right? Yeah.
All right. Val Bullerman, ladies and gentlemen, the program that is happening next month is called Women Empowering Women. So let's talk about this, Val. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm so excited to be here and be able to share this
Yay.
Awesome event. Women Empowering Women is about, it truly is a personal journey for me. As I've traveled the world and got to learn from masters, people all over the world about self-improvement and how to create success, I teach that to the people that I do. I'm a business coach. And so part of my journey this last year has been able to bring it out to people that haven't hired me, right? To be able to bring it out to the general world. And that's what Women Empowering Women is about. We're bringing together speakers, vendors, and lots of fun, lots of chocolate.
So, chocolate. Wine? Will you have wine?
No.
Well, we do have wine, yes.
Nancy says, yeah, on the wine.
Bring on the wine.
Absolutely.
So what's your role, Nancy? What do you get to do with Val and Women Empowering Women?
Well, since Val's from the Cedar Falls area.
Right.
I have more connections here with Des Moines. I've been in different networking groups and have a lot of contacts here in Des Moines. And so my role is kind of helping her find the vendors and the speakers in this area so we can, you know, really make a quality event.
Very nice. So what kinds of speakers are you trying to round up?
We've actually gotten all of our speakers.
Yay.
That's awesome. So we're full there. We have all kinds of What I want for the speakers is to treat the whole woman, not just business, not just personal, but the whole person. And so we have people that, from business coaches to self-improvement coaches, all to a gal who's actually going to do some brain training.
Brain training.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fascinating is that,
yeah.
Right? Very cool. So we have a wide variety of speakers that people will love to
hear. And when is this all taking place, Val?
April 8th.
Okay, April 8th. And where?
It's at the Holiday Inn on Merle Hay Road.
Right.
Yep, thank you.
Just down the street.
Stranger,
from
Merle Hay.
Well, yeah, well, that's all right. Hey, Hudson, Iowa's not that
right.
far.
Right, okay.
We appreciate you making the trip over here. So it's April 8th. It's at the Holiday Inn on Merle Hay Road, almost before you get to Johnston, ladies and gentlemen. And, and what time does all this kick off?
It starts at 9 a.m.
What?
It, 9 a.m. That's right. It's worth it. It's worth it. And the first 100 people to arrive will get a swag bag
full of
all kinds of fun things.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun.
Oh, and we're having a style show and a makeover and hair and makeup and everything. A complete makeover.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be really exciting and fun, too.
Tyler and I ought to go.
There you go. Yeah. Bring it on. Come on.
We could have our hair frosted or something. You may work that thing out. Why? I mean, I get it. So you've been doing this as a business coach for some time and helping people. But this is a much more broad experience, I would imagine. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So because it's, how long is this going to last? How long is our tuchus going to be in the seats listening?
Oh, well, the fun part is it lasts till 5 o'clock. So it's an all day. But the cool part is you're actually going to be up and moving around all day.
Really?
You're going to be getting up. So if you come and expect to sit in your seat for the full how many hours, that's not going to happen.
Well, you got to get up to get the chocolate.
Exactly. Right. And so there'll be a lot of movement in the room. Well, there's an experiential side of it where people will get to come and experience some things that they've never had the opportunity to experience before.
When you talk about women empowering women, what are the commonalities that so many women share with you that they need perhaps assistance with or more direction with?
Right. What I see is so many people in the world, so many women in the world that have created some sort of success in their life or their business. They also know that there's much more to be done. but they have no clue how to get there. No clue what that next step looks like. They just know there's more. So it can be, they may show up as frustration mm-hmm. or as, I know I meant to do more, but I just don't know what that looks like.
Yeah. And I know that you folks are aware of the American Express study that was done a number of years ago, and it says that Iowa ranks like 50th in the nation
yeah.
as far as our support of women-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've talked about that for a number of years here. And we think that that's a highly fixable thing if we would just get ourselves in gear and get it done. But there's lots of women's groups mm-hmm. that have been talking about these. NABO mm-hmm. has been
right.
talking
awesome.
About this. Yeah, awesome group of mm-hmm. women business owners. So this all gets underway, ladies and gentlemen, on the 8th day of April, just a couple of days ahead of my birthday, by the way. So if you're thinking about cards or gifts, wine and chocolate is appropriate. So it's going to be held at the Holiday Inn on Merle Hay Road on that mm-hmm. day. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Nancy, being from Winterset, mm-hmm. okay, you're the Madison County
mm-hmm.
executive
Madison
on
County,
this, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Did you meet Clint Eastwood?
Oh, actually, I did.
I thought maybe you look like.
Of course
you did.
I happened to work on the lighting setting mm-hmm. set, and he directed me in part of the movie, so I took over for Meryl so that the lighting was
yes.
appropriate. So, yes, both of them. We're really
You're
really,
close, huh?
Yeah.
Facebook buds and all that stuff? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Love it.
Very nice. Well, I was just talking to somebody the other day who was with Meryl Streep during that filming. He was working here in town, and he ended up giving her directions out to a certain specific place because she was lost.
Oh, really?
And better than that, he just said, "Follow me. I'm going in that direction." So he led her away.
Ooh.
And he's got a signed little autograph and things.
Oh, boy.
There you go. There you go. All right. Madison County, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Madison County and Winterset. Well, this sounds like a fun thing. Mm-hmm. Does it cost like thousands of dollars to go?
It does not. Oh. We have kept it super reasonable because I want everybody to be able to attend.
Yeah.
The value is $97, and through the end of March, you could get a ticket for $47.
Ooh.
And it includes lunch.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
You got to eat lunch.
Got to eat lunch, and
so
it's all good.
So why not do it there?
Yeah.
And then have chocolate.
Exactly.
So it ends at 5 o'clock. So mm-hmm. is there a little post-party going on?
What we find, I've done this event before up in Cedar Falls, and what we find is once we create the community, people want to stay in it. So we actually end up by 5:45 or so, we're having to kick people out because they're having so much fun, and they're really enjoying
that.
Themselves.
All right.
Super cool.
Her name is Val Bullerman, ladies and gentlemen, and she will be the person in charge of Women Empowerment. Empowering Women. It's on the 8th day of April, so mark your calendars. Better yet, we will have the links in the radio blog as to where to go to get tickets. And that is something I'm sure that Val and Nancy would love us.
We would appreciate that.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming in. Thanks for having us.
You guys are so bubbly.
Super fun.
Yeah, super, super fun, right? Yeah. All right. Well, we've been talking with Nancy and Val. It is called Women Empowering Women on the 8th day of April. All the links will be on the radio blog should you have missed any or all of this conversation. We're going to have to step aside, see what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you this, you know, when the Fed said we're going to raise interest rates by 0.25%, well, Wall Street reacted. How much? We'll tell you next on the NewsHour.